Tower, oh yeah, the credibility thing again. How are we supposed to be? Did he? No, but did we? Oh, Kepler! Okay, well. Okay. That case must be a saint. Henry Reed is called by the resident, by Catline and Star of his credibility and so forth and so on.
I heard all about it from Henry today.
Well, what did you tell him, John? Christ sakes, is he going to...
Me? He is...
Is it bothering you?
No, nothing bothers me.
No, I mean really, about Henry.
Oh, but that's not me. No, I thought... Well, Henry was claiming that it was another State Department leak. And I said, for Christ's sakes, Henry, go back and read it. It doesn't say that it came from anybody. It's just sources, and Scotty Resson has made this up to express an opinion, which they do all the time.
And he says, save the speeding at all
out. Oh, yeah, that's...
Everything he says, save the speeding at all out. You know, the interesting thing is, Henry, I think, is really deep down disappointed that it turned out that the leak of the Anderson papers is from the Security Council.
I believe so.
He hasn't said an word about it.
That's absolutely right.
Because he felt that, well, somewhere is...
Well, you know what happened. I found out yesterday for the first time. Roger said that Henry called him up and gave him hell for leaking the Anderson papers. This was apparently before Henry knew where they actually came from. And Bill doesn't know yet where they came from.
Henry is used to his incursions, well, but his credibility. One thing, of course, is this trip. You don't see it revealing these discussions in Paris as like you heard credibility. Well, it should help.
It should help Henry's credibility.
It shows we're doing out a lot of things. We fly.
This will build Henry up, because Henry's the one that's been involved instead of somebody from the State Department or under Roger's aegis. This should restore his egotism. But if he starts using this to foster his nest vis-a-vis Roger's of the State Department, it'll break it all open again.
If you could have a pretty strong talk with him tomorrow, we'd done
right,
best you can. And frankly, they say, look, the president's got to write speeches, he's got to make decisions. I just had Romney in here for an hour and all the rest. And Henry, let's all try to help him here. I mean, he wants to be done, doesn't he?
He wants to stay on and go down in the history books. And now...
He can, so he's got to keep his mind on the big play. India, Pakistan is a sideshow.
That's right.
Don't you agree?
No question.
It's a sideshow. These goddamn bastards, John, want to have something to pick at us on. So it's that. Tomorrow will be Laos.
Yep.
That's a sideshow. Right?
Henry should understand this, too.
If he ever gets any perspective.
Well, stop playing with the tuna boats, as you were saying.
John, with regard to your feeling about your own date, do you feel it should be sooner rather than later?
It's going to have to be, Mr. President, to get a hold of this.
Somebody's got a runner. Let me ask this. What would you say to making it, say, February 1st? In other words, I think it should be a couple of weeks after we do same.
Well, let's wait a little longer than that, because
Bob and I were talking... before China?
And Bob and I were talking about it might be well to get it lost in the China thing.
In other words, have it done while I'm in China?
No, have it done as you're going to China.
Just before I leave?
Yeah.
How about the 15th of February? That's a pretty good idea. It'll be dropped.
I would believe.
I think maybe you're right. I don't want to have a story right away. Two major cabinet officers that take off to run the damn campaign, leave the government, go with the hand.
That's right. I was.
I think you're right to get it lost in the cabinet.
I spent 2.5 hours with Maury today sorting him out and getting him straight. He's in great shape now. And he'll go any time after he gets the Russians out of town, and they're getting out of town here next Monday, I think it is. So you're going to have the dinner, and I gather that's the time when the announcement will come out. And
I thought the announcement would come before the dinner, but that's our...
Well, if that's desirable, he's got to prepare.
We could do it that day.
Yeah. So that...
Yours should be about the 15th.
I think that's a good date, because it'll get lost in the peeping
right.
trip. And as I was going to say, hell, everybody's been talking about my going for a year anyway, so...
Now, with regard to your situation, you're convinced we ought to go with the Kleindienst thing?
Yes, sir.
Do you think it'll float?
Everybody of all spectrums on the Hill tell me, you know, this has been quite a newspaper piece, and...
Erdogan has expressed doubts from his sources. Not doubts, but
well,
he says problems.
Well, if that's the case, I think we ought to check them out to make sure. But everybody that's...
He has pressure about claims. He just says, bastards are going to look for anything to fight about. So maybe they'll use this thing to surface the repression issue.
Well, I don't think you'll have to wait for Mr. Kleindienst, because they'll be holding hearings up there in the Irwin Committee when he comes back on this CBS guy, this whatever his name is. They'll be holding hearings on the Anderson papers, and they'll be holding hearings on wiretapping. They'll be doing all of this. So findings would be a very small part of it if they did get into the repression aspect of it. We've got to look to those things. Kennedy has tried to hold hearings on Kent State, and I've got Eastland turning him off, and we'll see a lot of it. The Kleindienst would just be a small sideshow.
These damn hearings are going to bother me. I believe they're going to look at it and consider it to be a purely political crap.
Oh, yes.
We should attack the self-interest.
Yes, very much so. I thought when Jerry Leonard last year went after those characters that were holding the hearings on the LEAA and really put it on the line, that he got more press than they did, when he just said it was a pure political harangue. As far as Kleindienst is concerned, Mr. President, he's got a good rapport with that department. He knows what's going on over there. You're talking about now 10 months or whatever it is.
Right.
It'd be impossible for anybody else to get a hold of it.
You send it down immediately, or let him act for a while, and then send it for how would you handle the problem? I think the clean way, I guess, is just send it immediately and let the ship at the bank.
Yeah, well, you see, Jim Eastman will take pretty good care of it up there. He's very close to Kleindienst. By the way, I got word today that Jim Eastman wants to see me. He wants to come over on our side and support us actively, which is fascinating.
All right, fine. It's Kleindienst. It's done.
Well, I don't see any other
option. All right, fine. But we'll take it. And as you know, we've taken Peterson for the other job, so that's done.
And Dick will check all of us. Major policy questions with me.
And so in regard to Hoover, it's where it was. I think we've got a signal through it.
Now we do. I don't have any doubt about
Hoover is involved with it. And frankly, I noticed even Humphrey didn't take him on, or Muskie. Humphrey, I guess it was.
They're going to take him on.
They're going to have a hell of a time taking him on. They're taking on Mr. Law and Order, despite the fact that he's damaged goods. Don't you think so?
They just won't do it, in my opinion, except McGovern on the campuses or something like that. And of course, he's an idiot anyway. In that subject matter, you know, we've been holding Pat Gray in reserve for that spot. He could make a good deputy attorney general if you look at it that way. Otherwise, there's a spot in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals up there that the governor and Lowell Weicker want to appoint.
I think he's more important to the
I would believe it. I think Pat would be a great influence in that job of moderation. He's a pretty good administrator, as you know.
Getting back to Henry thing, what is really distorting Henry's view now is the fact that he's personally so concerned about the attacks on the enemy. He's lashing out at everybody else.
That's correct.
And he's lashing out at his old enemy, Rogers, in the State Department.
Well, he's using...
Now, as a matter of fact...
He's using a justification.
Yeah.
For his problem, what the State Department is doing, it's a regular Jewish persecution complex.
That's right. As a matter of fact, Henry couldn't have more backing than I do. For Christ's sake, backing, prestige, everything. He knows it. He's Mr. Big. And damn it, I feel sorry for Bill. Bill, let me say it, I feel sorry for him, but let's face it, Bill basically doesn't have the profundity to deal with these problems as he would like to. You agree?
I quite agree. There's no question about it.
But he's personally loyal. His basic problem is sort of a superficial glibness, cleverness, and sometimes high intelligence.
And egotism.
Huh?
And egotism.
Vanity beyond belief. Hard to figure. No.
Actually, Henry got thrust into this limelight too much, too
exactly.
long.
We allowed him to get out at one point. We shouldn't have. Of course, John, every time he's been out, you can't imagine how many times we keep him down. Christ, he wants to go to the Today Show. He wants to go on Mark and Cal Show. He wants to go on Northern Cronkite Show. I said, Henry, go. I've been saying it for months. I said, wait till after China. I don't know whether, then maybe we might let him go on once. But basically, he pants after recognition.
Yep.
Pants after it. You agree?
No question about it. And I'm sure he recognizes that's why all these stylists in Hollywood go out with him, because of his status and recognition.
He talks about resigning, so he'll find that there ain't going to be no starlets.
Because there won't be any starlets, and he'll lose half his friends in Georgetown.
Sure. They won't want to be as anxious to have him to the parties. For his gay wit and so forth. The other thing too is he's got to realize is that he's really, as far as the anti-Pakistan thing, it was inevitable. First of all, it was a loser. Not our fault. We probably did all we could, to make the least bad out of what had been a very bad situation. But having done that, if I were in the opposition, I'd take hell out of it too. And they found Henry there out in the open, so they kicked his balls off.
Well, he wouldn't have got it if he hadn't opened his mouth on the plane coming back from.
Couldn't be more. You mean he could have picked the Russians up there?
That's
you think they stirred up a lot of it?
Sure. Sure. And the opposition saw what he was saying. You're Indian in Pakistan. I don't know whether you have time to do it or not, but if you put this white paper concept into that state of the world or whatever you call that message, it might be a very good idea.
You tell Henry. I talked to him on the phone. I said, I want Indian Pakistan to be covered in the state of the world.
Yeah,
that'll be the leader. You tell us that we're trying to get
it.
He's told me that.
I
yes. He said, oh, we're going to have a hell of a chapter on it. to stop it with a 10-to-1 vote on our favor against India and Russia, and these people have forgotten that. They're talking about world opinion. And finally, now that the war is over, we're doing everything we can to bind up the wounds. We're not anti-India, we're anti-war. And God damn it, it's a hell of a good case. And as a result of this, we kept one nation with the support of a superpower from swallowing up one of its neighbors, which would have been a devastating situation. But for Christ's sake, why Henry worries about what the goddamn resting rights will give lie? Jesus Christ!
Well, it's that star character, you know, or quality that you diminish.
I don't worry about it. All right, we're all set.
Yes, sir. I might say that talking to Ken Rush, he's just delighted that he got along so well with Laird.
Did he get along well?
He got along well with Laird, and
let me tell you an interesting little side. I'd like to show you Henry's total disgusting. When I saw Ken, I got the NSC guy out. He was sitting there. I liked him sitting anyway, but they always sit at dinner.
Come into this White House, and either from a secretary or anybody else.